time again. We have got a big show for you. Hey, round two's kicked off. The round of 12, race one in the round of 12, won by a driver that drives the number 12. Don't worry, if you're into numbers or NASCAR, we're going to sort it all out this hour. We've got a lot to get to, plus a couple big races coming up, including another road course. So, you know what? We're going to have a show as good as the weather, maybe even as hot as the first day of autumn is upon us. And Sean Whitfield gets to use his favorite word, autumnal, which means all things fall. It's very autumnal. We'll see if Sean uses it correctly or if he's even paying a bit of attention to me. The man's always on his phone. Let's get ready for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Give that man a lobster, Ryan Blaney, with the big win in New Hampshire. We're going to talk about that. What races are coming up, point standings, all that good stuff. And, of course, I'm going to do that sitting across from my friend. Everybody loves him. He's the reason I'm here at 6 on Mondays. It's Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
You know, things are a little bit different with you and I. When I'm on my phone, I'm still listening to you.
I think
you're probably used to...
What is my favorite fall word?
Your favorite fall word?
I just said it was your favorite fall word. It describes all things fall. See? You weren't listening. I said it twice.
I had my filter out.
There you go.
My filter was...
All right. You know what?
And I filtered that out.
Mrs. Whitfield is right. You don't ever listen.
You know, I always listen. I try to listen more than I talk. I find out that I learn more that way.
Lord gave you two ears and only one mouth. Did that for a reason, Sean.
That's for sure. Yeah. So how was the weekend?
Oh, man. Good weekend. Very chill weekend, because we've got a bunch of stuff coming up and, you know, our trip is coming up. So this was kind of one where... didn't do a whole lot, and it was much needed because got a lot of stuff done around the house. I got a lot of personal stuff, like, you know, yucky paperwork, but like adult stuff I needed to get done. So didn't do a lot.
Stuff you'd been procrastinating on.
Very much procrastinating.
I can relate,
because you can always find a better excuse until you're finally like, just sit down. And you know what? I was inspired to get it done because as of Friday at about 10 o'clock at night, I've decided I'm no longer participating in college football this year. So after my Oklahoma State Cowboys lost to Tulsa, that's how bad.
How bad was it?
It was 19 to 12.
Huh.
Yeah. And probably the worst performance I've seen in a really long time. And I've been a fan for a long time. But anyway.
Would that be like Oklahoma State losing to UTC or worse?
No. I mean, Tulsa's it's a division. Like, it's a big program. They are the...
Yeah, but are they any good?
No, not usually. They're good in their conference, but Sean, they haven't beaten us in Stillwater since 1950 something, if that makes any sense. So there you go.
You know,
but anyway,
we welcome you over to the SEC.
No, not going to go there. I'll keep cheering
for you. You know, we'll even let you remain in the same state and go with Oklahoma.
I'm going to keep... No, gosh. I do not cheer for Oklahoma. I've decided I'm going to go ahead and start cheering for Tennessee because at least they wear orange, and I'm going to cheer for LSU in honor of my late father-in-law, who was the big LSU fan. So that'll be the two teams I pay attention to now.
Well, you know, you could choose Oklahoma. That way you're still in the state.
Nope.
Oklahoma won 24-17 over Auburn.
Never been so disappointed in Auburn.
Why is that?
Because they were supposed to beat OU.
Yeah.
Listen, if I don't, well, and I don't want to say anything that upsets people, but I do not cheer for OU. In fact, I'm going to the Tennessee OU game later this year, and I'll be wearing my Oklahoma State gear.
So how did you score a trip to the Tennessee game?
Just,
you going with the boss?
Oh, no. I'm going with my buddy Curtis. He got tickets. We're going. Yeah.
Huh. Does he go to a lot of the games?
No, he doesn't. He gets one or two a year.
And you're going to the Oklahoma game?
Mm-hmm.
When is that?
Later this year sometime, November. Oh, okay. Be nice and crisp, probably.
I was going to say, when it's nice and cold up in Knoxville.
Nice and crisp, so that ought to be a good time. Anyway, yeah. Off subject, totally a nice, chill weekend. Got a whole bunch done. A lot of good stuff around the house done. And man, I actually woke up this morning ready to go for work. It'd been a while since I felt good, this good on a Monday. So that was nice.
Well, that must have meant you didn't play any golf.
Didn't play any golf.
And you didn't drink any beer.
Kept the 12-ounce curls to a minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much a little less or no alcohol will help.
I'm afraid,
help old body out.
I may need to get into gummies, you know. Maybe I'll just stop drinking altogether and just be one of them.
Yeah.
Get some sandals and start eating gummies.
Man, you feel a lot better when you don't have all those toxins in your body.
Yeah, but boy, they sure are fun.
Yeah. You hadn't found the older you get, they become a little less fun?
It is, cost benefit analysis is not quite what it used to be.
I was going to say, the older you get, I would think it's not near what it used to be.
Yeah, you're like, man, this is fun. Oh, God, it's 9. I got to go to bed.
Yeah.
No, it is. You drink more than a couple beers and you wake, and you can tell, even if you don't feel that bad the next day, you can tell. It's just like, mm-hmm. Gah. It's tough. You didn't tell me getting old was this bad.
Yeah, and you know, you're staring 50 right in the eyes.
Oh, I'm still got a while for that.
At least you got two eyes to stare at.
That's true. See, your whole body's breaking down.
I was going to say, I'm still having problems with my right eye. I go back to the eye doctor Wednesday, and man, I'd be willing to bet right now, if they did an ultrasound on my right eye, I'd only see about 10%. That's how bad it's gotten.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And it affects everything you do.
I noticed your truck was here, so I'm just like to thank for the good people of Chattanooga. I appreciate you out there driving.
Well, I was going to say, you see a silver gray Toyota Tundra, you need to get out of my way. You know, I stay on 4-lane highways, and I stay on very well-lit roads. And I asked the doctor, this was several weeks ago, I said, well, am I allowed to drive? Because, you know, I'm basically out of commission with a right eye. And he says, people drive all the time with one eye. Our buddy Jared has been driving with one eye since he was in college.
That's true.
And he's now in his 70s.
I think if you truly have vision in one eye, I think you still can drive. You just have to have an exception on your driver's license. I've got one. Yeah. I'm not allowed to drive without my glasses or contacts.
So you always have one of those on?
Yeah, yeah. I would not get in a car, especially the older I get, the worse the vision gets.
I've even found that I can see a little bit better driving without my glasses. I guess it's because of all the blurriness in my right eye, and the progressive lenses have got some sort of crazy effect. But I found that I can see better. So I just discovered that about a week ago, and I thought, hey, this is just a little bit better than what I've been able to see.
Well, hopefully you'll have a speedy recovery, and you and Mrs. Whitfield.
Man, I'll be so ready
through this.
We went to Atlanta this past weekend. I was able to see enough to drive to Atlanta, by the way. And the whole time my wife's going, you're not okay to drive. Why are you driving? And you know, every move I would make, she would,
Can't cede control. You couldn't possibly let her drive.
I told her, I said, you know, me driving with one eye still makes me feel better than you driving with two. I'd have been a nervous wreck if I'd have rode down there and back with her. I was a nervous wreck going from our house to the doctor's office a week or two ago. But nevertheless, hopefully I'll be better soon. And man, it's, you know, I go to the eye doctor the day after I turn 57, and then they tell me, that asked what caused it, and they said, you know, it's just part of aging for some people. So that's what I've been dealing with. Of course, a great weekend of college football. Georgia was off. However, Tennessee, won in a big fashion against UAB.
Took care of that
56-24. Vandy. Look at Vandy, 70 points over Georgia State. They were 21. South Carolina got beat by Missouri.
Missouri is pretty legit right now.
Yeah, and South Carolina was supposed to be at the beginning of the season, but I don't know what's.
Yeah, they've got that little quarterback that's.
I don't know what's happening to them.
Was a Heisman contender.
And then, of course, Alabama. Where do I see Alabama on the list?
I think they had an off week too.
Yeah, I think you're right. But SEC college football is going strong. And I mentioned that because I want to encourage you to join us this Saturday right here on Rock 105, Chattanooga's Rock Station for College Football Radio. We'll be here at 9 a.m. Join me and Stephen Hargis. He is a sports editor with the Chattanooga Times Free Press, and we'll be breaking down the day's SEC College Football Game Day and getting you ready for some great SEC football.
Man, what I'll tell you what, the SEC lineup this weekend. Wow.
See who number five Georgia's playing?
Georgia, Alabama, LSU.
That's a 7:30 night game on
LSU. And that follows LSU Ole Miss, which is a big rivalry, and both teams are good. 4 versus 13, 17 versus 5. Don't overlook Tennessee at a sneaky good Mississippi State team. And then, oh, by the way, Notre Dame on national television versus Arkansas. And Arkansas, oh boy, they really.
That's well, right. Notre Dame is playing at noon on ABC.
Yeah, they're always going to be on ABC. So that there is a lot of really good football.
You know,
this weekend.
Since you're the Catholic Notre Dame guy here locally, you could be a Notre Dame fan.
You know what? I could cheer for Notre Dame. You're very right. Yeah. I do like their coach. He's cool.
Is he?
Yeah.
Tennessee playing Mississippi State. That should be a pretty easy one for the Big Orange. I hope Georgia wins big over Alabama, and they're going to be playing in Athens, so we got that home field advantage. It's going to be a great game. And then that evening, you can also catch Kentucky at South Carolina. But, again, don't forget to join us Saturday morning right here on Rock 103.7 for College Football Radio. We'll be breaking down the entire day of SEC football. And by the way, Casey, it is nothing but SEC. Nothing but SEC. Did I say Rock 105 a little bit ago?
Rock 103.7,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, I meant to say we're Rock 103.7.
I just, unlike Mrs. Whitfield or Mrs. Orr, I didn't call out your mistake in front of
everyone.
Well,
you should have.
I was just trying to let it roll. People know. People that listen, they know.
Yeah, you should call me out because there's been a couple times that I've heard you say Rock 105.
And you call me out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it doesn't stop it. It just breeds resentment.
Is that what it does?
That's how that works.
I figured you were used to
people
it.
People are going to do what they're going to do. Calling them out just breeds resentment.
We should have started a jar. And every time we said Rock 105, we should put a dollar in the jar.
I think I'm over it. I hadn't done it in a while.
Yeah.
I'm about over it.
Yeah. But I've gotten used to the Rock 103.7. And man, we're glad to be on 103.7. Because we've got a much bigger stick, 25,000 flame-throwing watts of power. So we can be heard from north to south and just as clear as we can be. All right, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. We come back, we will dive into the weekend at New Hampshire Motor Speedway as we had another race. That was race number 30 in the NASCAR Cup Series as we get a little closer to the final race in Phoenix, Arizona, and we conclude the NASCAR Cup Series season. It's going to be coming up sooner than later, and we're going to get you ready for that as we go along. So we got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537. If you've dreamed of owning your own vineyard and working farm, your opportunity has arrived in Ringgold, Georgia, with 70-plus acres of hayfields, grape vineyards, blueberries, and wildlife. The Vineyard Farm on Hooper Road is now available and priced at $1.2 million. Contact me for your personal tour. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815. you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. And today, getting ready to talk about the race at New Hampshire, saw Ryan Blaney, the driver of the number 12 car, win the first race in the round of 12. That's the second round, but it's the first race in the round of 12. There's still two more races in the round of 12. Then it becomes a round of 8. See, it's easy. Simple math. But what we do know is Ryan Blaney now will definitely be in the round of 8 and will continue to have a shot at being the 2025 NASCAR Cup Series champion. Later on in the show, we're going to look forward to Kansas Speedway. That's coming up this Sunday, September 28th. And then the round of 12 concludes on Sunday, October 5th at Charlotte Motor Speedway's road course race. So, you know what? We just did a little short track, a mile basically around New Hampshire. Then we're going to do Kansas, kind of your typical cookie cutter, as Sean would call it, mile and a half super speedway, and then to Charlotte Motor Speedway's road course race. So that is the round of 12, or the second round of the playoffs.
Of course, we've been seeing domination in the first round of Joe Gibbs Racing. However, things were a little different yesterday. We saw Penske decide that they wanted to take control, and Ryan Blaney led the most laps. He got 116 laps in the race, and so Ford was the dominant manufacturer. However, we also saw where we had a little drama going on about midway through the race, Casey. We had Ty Gibbs decide that he wanted to get in the way a fellow teammate, Denny Hamlin, on lap 110.
Denny.
And Denny decided that he had had enough and spun him into turn two while Ty was racing for 11th.
So Ty is your teammate. His grandpa owns the place, but you've been the longest tenured driver and had the most success. And you just decide, I'm going to go ahead and dump this guy.
And out of your three teammates, he is the only one that didn't make it into the playoffs. So three of the four Joe Gibbs drivers made it in, with the exception of Ty.
Now, was this a, I'm going to teach this whippersnapper a lesson because this isn't the first time it's happened kind of thing from Denny? Or is this just Denny being an old crotchety guy and not, how do you not have your spotter? If I'm a team owner, this would be my meeting Monday morning. Have your spotter walk over to, or turn around, because I'm assuming they're all pretty close together. Hey, tell your dude to back off. We don't want to wreck. Hey, tell your guy he's loose and such. We don't want to make contact. How in the world that gets to this point and allows it to happen? Man, I know Denny had a point to prove. I know there's probably some stuff about Ty getting the job only because of who his grandpa is. But still,
I'd say that gets mentioned a time or two.
this is the playoffs, and it could have. This is also one of those things that could have gone really bad for both of them.
I think it's a combination of several things. Number one, I think Denny had had enough and was going to make Ty learn a lesson. I think Denny was probably wondering, number one, why is he in our way? He knows that we're running for a championship. He's in 11th place. However, Ty's out there thinking, you know, I've got to do all I can. I've got to do the best I can to survive, and also for the support of my sponsors. And he's young. He's aggressive. He's probably got a little chip on his shoulder because he is the only Joe Gibbs driver that didn't make it into the playoffs. He's probably thinking, you know, maybe I'm not getting as good of equipment, or I'm not I don't have the same benefits that the other three teammates have. And you get two guys that are strong bullheaded and on the racetrack and emotions are high. This is the kind of thing that can happen, and oftentimes does happen.
Do you think Ty's like, or Denny's like, hey, you're only here because your grandpa's name's on the building?
I'm sure that's been.
And Ty goes, hey, man, I've got just as many championships as you do.
Yeah, Denny made the comment on the radio. He says, does Ty know we're running for a championship? Hamlin said on the team radio, what the blank is he doing? After the wreck, Hamlin questioned whether the grandson of team owner Joe Gibbs was getting preferential treatment. Are they afraid to talk to him? That's what I feel like, Hamlin radioed to the team. They're just scared of him. Now, I don't think I'd be saying that on the team radio.
Yeah, everybody can hear that, dude.
Yeah, and the fact, too, is just out of respect to Joe Gibbs. Joe Gibbs is one of the finest team owners in the garage area, one of the finest Christian guys in NASCAR. I've had the opportunity to talk with him several times, and I have so much respect for Joe. And Joe has given Denny a lot. He's been with him 20 years. And, of course, it's been a two-way street. Denny's also given back to Joe. But why in the world do you want to have that kind of smack talk on the radio? Why don't you cool off a little bit and deal with all that after?
Well, everybody says that Denny's kind of a hothead and Denny kind of does whatever he wants. And there's a rumor that Denny spreads his love around quite a bit in the garage area as well, as far as, you know.
Well, and usually if Denny doesn't vent on the radio, guess where else he's going to vent?
Yeah.
On his podcast. Yeah.
So that's kind of who Denny is. I will say I am shocked. When's the last time you saw Joe Gibbs?
He was at the race yesterday.
I feel like you hear from him, you see him more often.
He's at every race.
Nowadays, I don't know. I know he's not running it day to day, but you just don't hear as much from old Joe. I think we need a little.
No, he's
calm,
still prominent.
Hand on the shoulder, piece of wisdom. Like, guys, that's not what we're going to do here.
Matter of fact, Joe is active or more active, with maybe the exception of Richard Childress, than any team owner in the garage that's of his age group. You take Roger Penske, Richard Childress, Joe Gibbs, Rick Hendricks. Just think about that for a minute. Those four team owners, those four guys, is a large majority of the NASCAR garage area. And all four of those guys are late 70s on into their 80s.
I was going to say, that's, Justin Marks is probably the youngest successful team owner?
Probably a good guess, yes.
Tony Stewart got out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
But and I'm sure they've got a succession plan that's been very well put together for each one of those organizations, but it just brings you a lot of curiosity. Okay, what happens to each of those teams when those primary team owners pass away? Because it's just part of life. We're all gonna die, and They're all getting on up there. I mean, I can relate.
Sean Whitfield.
I can relate.
Talking about how the old people in NASCAR will die soon.
And then you throw Jack Roush into the mix.
I was going to say, you do have, and I know Jack doesn't do it near as much day-to-day, and if you want to list Keselowski as one of the younger owners, I mean, that makes sense. Successful might be a stretch there for what they're doing, but to have that, the concentrated success, I guess I would say, of those teams, and know that the leadership of those teams are all up there in age, it is unique. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you've seen that with some of these football teams, you know, in the NFL lately, where you've got the old patriarch that's owned it for 30 years, and all of a sudden they pass away and it goes to the kids, or it gets sold, or in basketball it seems to be happening a lot too, as families start selling these things. So it'll be interesting in NASCAR, because, you know, it's, and what do you own? You own the teams, but I don't know, does Jeff Gordon take the reins? Obviously, he'd have to buy it from the family, or is that?
Who knows? I don't know this to be a fact, but I do think that's where Jeff Gordon will someday have controlling interest in Hendrick Motorsports, and will be filling the role of Rick Hendrick. I think he's pretty much already running Hendrick Motorsports as it is. But it's kind of. I don't know what the word is, for the lack of a better word.
The secession plan?
Well, it's a interesting scenario of the sport when all of these primary team owners are all in that same age group. I don't know, it gets you to thinking a little bit of where is the sport going to be 4 or 5 years from now.
You think it's like the NASCAR equivalent of, okay, boomer.
Well, you just,
my gosh, let some other people work.
You just think back, say 10, 15 years ago, and we lost a lot of our drivers all kind of at one time. That could be what happens with some of our team owners. Will the teams continue? I'm sure they will. I don't think that any of these teams will go up for sale. I don't know that to be a fact, but that's just my gut feeling, that they'll all remain in the sport and will continue on. And I believe each one of those team owners, that's the way they want it. They want the organization to continue. Wouldn't you think?
Based on
how well we know them from the fans' point of view?
You know, I've never had a business, and I've never, you know, had a legacy type like that. I'm one of those. I at some point would be like, I just want to head to the house, unless I have kids or grandkids that, you know, I built this business. I want them to be involved. I know it can provide for their families. That's cool too.
Yeah.
But a lot of them, it was just like, sell that thing. Everybody gets their cut, and, you know, I'll be at that house. But that's probably why I've never started.
I think had I been Joe Gibbs, that's exactly what I would have done after losing both my sons. Especially when both of his sons were very involved, active, yeah, and involved in the company. I would say it's just not worth it anymore. I'm at the age where I can't put the amount of time and effort into the business or into the company like I once could. I was getting this company set up to where my two sons would take control, and basically they were running a lot of the day-to-day operation. I would have unloaded that in a New York second.
Yeah, but, you know, it may be the thing that drives him on. It may be the thing that keeps, you know, obviously keeps his grandson employed. He's probably thinking, if I sell this thing, Ty's out of a job.
Well,
that's bad.
Yeah, I do think that Joe has got some sort of investor group that's involved in the company.
I think they all do. Is Hendrick maybe the only one that, and Penske, that doesn't have some sort of...
I would say Hendrick and
funding,
Penske.
Funding arm behind it?
RCR's got some sort of funding behind him. Of course, Roush Fenway.
Petty's taking on 1,000, it seems.
Yeah, I don't think Petty has anything.
No, I mean, it's a name only.
I think Petty has got naming rights, and he is over PR.
He'll still show up in the cowboy hat.
Yeah, for sure.
STP, shoot the tars.
Yeah. All right, it is time for us to take a break. When we come back, we'll get into the results of the Mobile One 301 at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. We will break it all down, and then a little bit later get into the driver's standings, as well as we'll see what news is out there in news in the world of NASCAR. There's not a lot of news right now, but we'll see what we can dig up or see what we can start. Are you into starting any news gossip today?
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna get on the old NASCAR wives and girlfriend. We're gonna spill some tea. Let's do it.
That sounds good.
We might need to talk about points and standings though.
All right, we got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Are you ready? Get up. Welcome back to the program. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield and myself talking about, all things NASCAR. Today, recapping the race that was won by Ryan Blaney. Big win at the Mobile One 301. So it's kind of one of those NASCAR confusing races. Mobile One 301 from New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Surely the marketing guys, God, get it together. Ryan Blaney, he is a playoff driver, driving for Penske in the number 12. Lipman Mop had a mop on the front of his car. When was the last time a mop has gone that fast? That was kind of cool. Roger Penske is team owner. They get the win. Basically, Ryan Blaney
already a champion, but maybe a two-time champion, because he is definitely going to be in the next round of the playoffs after his win at New Hampshire.
Ron Blaney got his 16th victory in 372 NASCAR Cup Series races. This is his third victory and 17th top 10 finish in 2025. This is his first victory and fifth top 10 finish in 13 races at New Hampshire. The driver that came in second was Josh Berry. He posted his second top 10 in two races at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. It is his sixth top 10 finish in 2025. William Byron came in third, posted his first top 10 in eight races at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Joey Logano started on the pole, ended up in fourth spot. Fifth was Chase Elliott. Sixth, Christopher Bell. Seventh, Kyle Larson. Eighth, Michael McDowell. Ninth, Ross Chastain. And 10th was Chase Briscoe.
So eight chase drivers or playoff drivers in the top 10. That bodes well for a lot of their points. So go down a little bit further. We've got Denny Hamlin with a 12th place finish, all the way down to 17th in Austin Cindric. Tyler Reddick, 21st. Bubba Wallace, 26th. Bad run. Bad way to start out his second round. And that does it for all of your chase drivers. A really bad run for Daniel Suarez. He finished last. And, of course, SVG got into a wreck, finished 32nd. Sean, if only he could have held on to the second round. We got a road course coming up.
You know, I hate it for Van Gisbergen. I mean, such a likable guy. Has done so well on the road course races. And every time you start to give him a little credit that he's improving on the ovals, you realize that you're speaking a little bit too soon.
You know, it's got to be so frustrating to go, why am I so good at this and no good at that? Like, what is even happening today? It would be, I don't know, for the golfers out there, if every time you got up to a par three, you were just sticking it tight and getting a birdie, but every time you had to pull out your driver, it's just going everywhere. It would get so frustrating. What am I doing wrong? Speaking of golf, Sean, so we've already kind of broken down that the race coming up this weekend's round two of the NASCAR playoff, or the second race of round two of the NASCAR playoffs. A huge slate of SEC football games, and the Ryder Cup is this weekend. So
what is the Ryder Cup?
The Ryder Cup is once every, is it 2 years or 4 years? 2 years? I think once every 2 years, America's best takes on Europe's best in golf matches. Huh. And every 4 years they do it in America, or every 2 years America, every 2 years in Europe. So it kind of rotates. But it's USA versus Europe, and it's like, and it's all match play. So it's me versus you trying to win a match. And it's going to be, and this year is going to be good because they're both pretty even teams. And it's golf season has been over for a few weeks, even though technically it's kind of started again. But there will be a ton of eyeballs on that this weekend. And it'll be interesting to see based on SEC football. NFL's underway, and you saw yesterday how exciting some of those games could be. Unless you're a Falcons fan. And then now you've got SEC, NFL, golf, NASCAR. My Lord, it's action-packed.
That's when you really take advantage of that four-square screen that you on YouTube
the
TV.
The quad box.
I tell you, I use that often. For those out there that have YouTube TV, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You got NASCAR, and you've got your football games and whatever else you may want to watch, and keeping up with it all. And especially comes in handy on a Saturday night when there's a night race, and then you're also surfing the channels, keeping up with college football. I keep up with my fair share of pro NFL games, but I don't find myself surfing the channels. Primarily, too, because you've basically only got two games on at a time. You on a Sunday, afternoon, you've got Fox and CBS, and so you don't have to do too much surfing. You just kind of going back and forth.
Yeah, but if
unless you spend all the money like you do and get all the games,
got the red zone going on, which
what's
insane.
That, what's that costing you?
I have no idea. It's just one of the add-ons for cable, but. There are times they'll have nine games it once on the TV, and they don't do it for long. They just kind of make a joke about it. Here's all the games, but you talk about just going back and forth to all the action. It is a lot of fun if you don't necessarily cheer for one team and if you love fantasy football.
Is that the service that will stay on a game, or it just goes to a game when there's something good?
Basically, it just cuts to whatever, whoever's driving, whoever's about to score, whoever just made a cool play. It just skips around the entire time. It's like football for ADD.
Huh. I think I would like the YouTube package is where you can go to each of the games. I forgot what that's called, but anyway,
Sunday Ticket.
That's right. When you look at the top 10 finishers in the race at New Hampshire, anybody sort of stand out? Anybody on the surprise list to you?
You know, yay for Michael McDowell. But I think the big thing is, you know, a week too late for Josh Berry. A second place finish might have been able to push and done something stupid to get a win. But a guy that didn't make the playoffs has one of his best runs as soon as he's out of the playoffs.
Yeah. One thing that sort of stands out to me, you're seeing some improvement of Hendrick Motorsports. Hendrick had, three guys in the top 10? William Byron, Chase Elliott, and Kyle Larson. You know, Hendrick's been struggling over the last month or two, as we've been seeing the domination of Toyota and Joe Gibbs Racing. And we've seen where Penske not only showed strength yesterday, but Penske has been consistent. However, Joey Logano has not had a whole lot of luck on his side, but I wouldn't write Joey Logano off just yet. Joey Logano is one of those guys that when he's down and he's feeling the pressure, especially towards the end of the playoffs, he's somebody that usually steps up and is a contender.
He is a multiple-time champion for a reason. I think he gets really good when he gets forgotten about. And, you never really count him out. He'll be back.
And then Daniel Suarez, poor thing, dead last, 36th place. He has had a miserable season so far. The only time he had anything to smile about was when he was in Mexico City. Otherwise, this is a season that he's probably going to want to forget.
Yeah, I'm thinking if I'm a guy that didn't make the playoffs or I'm out of the playoffs, I know you run the risk of wrecking other guys or making a lot of enemies, so be it. I think I would go for broke every single playoff race because you can finish second all you want. If you're not in the playoffs, nobody cares. You're only going to get talked about, and even then, only a little bit. Mm-hmm. But you're only going to get talked about and get your sponsor for sure on the TV if you win the dang race.
Yeah. Well, and then you take a driver like Daniel Suarez. He already knows he's unemployed. So far, he's unemployed unless he's got something going that he's not going public on. And it's likely he could find himself racing back in the Xfinity Series next year, unless he chooses to hold out and takes on the position that, if I'm not in the cup car, then I'm going to sit on the sidelines until hopes, you know, something comes available that can put him back in the cup series. I'm not sure exactly how he'll take that. I tend to think he's going to take whatever opportunity comes his way just to get back into a race car. There were 8 caution flags for 45 laps and 14 lead changes among 7 drivers. Let's move on in to the driver's standings of the NASCAR Cup Series after the race at New Hampshire. We got Ryan Blaney leading the way. He is 2 points ahead of second place William Byron. Third is Kyle Larson. Fourth, Christopher Bell. And fifth, Denny Hamlin.
Joey Logano in sixth. Chase Elliott, a very quiet Chase Elliott in seventh. Chase Briscoe, eighth. Ross Chastain, ninth. And in the tenth spot, Austin Cindric. 11th, Tyler Reddick. And after that bad run, after starting out so good, one bad run at New Hampshire's got Bubba Wallace in 12th in the very back. However, Sean, the bottom four are going to be gone after next round, and the distance between number 8 and number 12 right now is about 27 points. So about half a race, certainly not insurmountable, but no more bad runs if you're outside of the top eight for any of these guys.
You know, when you start looking at things and you see how things are stacked up, we were talking about the domination in the first round of the playoffs that we saw with Joe Gibbs Racing. However, Hendrick Motorsports is in second and third place. Joe Gibbs Racing doesn't come into the mix until Christopher Bell in fourth, Denny Hamlin in fifth. Now, that just goes to show you how stage wins and playoff points can definitely make a difference to get you on up towards a little closer to being in number one.
Yeah, in the name of the game, this is like a survivor pool, and that's really what they ought to start calling it, is literally just make it to the next round. Hendrick has got plenty of horsepower. They've got plenty of resources. They've got the teams. They've got the equipment. Just make it. If we're struggling, just make it to the next round. Because eventually, Sean, would anyone be shocked if two or three of their cars make the final four? No. That's just the way. I mean, it's Hendrick. Like, this is kind of the stuff they do. A little bit of a dip, but yeah, still going to be there at the end.
Look at 13th through 16th. We still got two more races in this round, but you could just about go ahead and say, okay, the chances are high that the way that it's sitting right now with Alex Bowman, Austin Dillon, SVG, and Josh Berry, those are definitely going to be the four that's going to fall off.
No, they already fell off. We're talking about Chastain, Cindric, Reddick, and Wallace. They're going to be the next ones gone.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yep, so that, you know, that. And Chase Briscoe, that's a pretty decent little clip that you fall down to number nine, Ross Chastain. So Chastain, Cindric, Reddick, and Wallace, just no more bad runs. That one more bad run and you're a winner, go home.
Well, and if you get a win, I mean, it could certainly change the whole thing. And I think that we're definitely going to see some changes next year to the NASCAR playoff system. I'm kind of curious what they're going to be able to do or what they are going to do to make it better. But I think the sports needs to be freshened up. I'm ready for something different. How about you?
The playoffs?
Yeah.
Nah, I think
the setup of the playoffs.
I think we get really good drama every year. I think it's been working out really well. Racing doesn't lend itself to a playoff format, but you can't have one winner take all. I mean, with all the drivers, that doesn't make any sense. You've got to whittle it down. But I think NASCAR's getting exactly what
I'm ready. I'm ready for them to do something that sort of shakes things up, that adds a new little twist to it, that adds something new to the excitement and suspense and drama part of the sport. I'm not quite sure what that is. I don't know what I would do if I was sitting there with NASCAR right now trying to come up with an answer or a possible solution. But I think something just to sort of change things up would be beneficial to the sport. All right, it is time for us to take a break. When we come back, we will get into a little bit of news in the world of NASCAR. We'll see what we can dig up in the old newsroom. And we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your day. If you've missed any portion of today's broadcast, you can find it tomorrow morning at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. Or go to racingradio.com. That's racingradio.com. Click on past shows. You can find all of our shows or archive right there. All right, more NASCAR straight ahead for Casey Orr. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home. At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Housing inventory is up in 2025, and as your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all things NASCAR. And we are smack dab in the middle of the playoffs. We just finished race one of round two. Big win for Ryan Blaney. He is guaranteed to make it into round three, also now known as the round of eight. Two more races left to go in the round of 12, and they look like this. Kansas Speedway is coming up this weekend. Actually, Sean, it's going to be Sunday. You can catch it on USA. It's going to be at 3 o'clock. And then we've got the Charlotte Motor Speedway road course race. That is coming up the following week on October 5th. So two more races to go. And then it's down to the round of eight. Three more races there. And then it's down to the round of four, Sunday, November 2nd. Phoenix Raceway, the end of the year. So really, we've got six races total. Six more weeks left in the NASCAR season. That doesn't sound right, but that's right.
Six more. It's going to be over before we know it. Let's get into some news in the world of NASCAR. This next piece of news, I am wondering how I've missed it, because as close as I pay attention to what's going on in the sport, I have been on NASCAR's media list for nearly 25 years now. And so I'm constantly getting emails with various news releases. But somehow, some way, I have missed the announcement where NASCAR is not going to have the Xfinity Series next year. It's going to be renamed to the NASCAR O'Reilly Auto Parts Series. Were you aware of that?
No idea.
I just discovered it today, and I haven't seen it in an official NASCAR news release. So I'm not quite sure when it went public.
What do you think O'Reilly's paid for that? And I wonder why Xfinity, I guess as cable is going away, or as cable is becoming less property, the Xfinity brand is sort of...
Well, Xfinity, their brand is predominantly known for high-speed internet.
Well, but it used to be cable, but now I get...
Well, yeah, a long time ago, but They've been promoting it and branding it as high speed internet for a long time now. If you'll notice, the Xfinity drivers are always saying, I forget how they word it, but it's as fast as Xfinity internet is, or as fast. There's something, there's some sort of tagline that they say that gets them points that I'm sure they earn some sort of bonus, just like the Coca-Cola drivers. If they take a chug of Coca-Cola while they're being interviewed, they get something for that.
Xfinity Fiber Fast.
Yeah, it's something something similar to that. But anyway, I was really surprised that I haven't seen an official news release. However, 2026, it's going to be the NASCAR O'Reilly Auto Parts Series. There's a lot of O'Reilly Auto Parts in the Southeast. I'm not so sure what their market footprint is as far as to know if they market nationwide or if they are concentrated only in certain areas of the United States. And there is a fair amount of O'Reilly Auto Parts here in the Chattanooga area.
Yeah. I mean, it's another one of those things that makes a ton of sense to have a auto parts place sponsor racing, which is done primarily in cars. Makes all the sense.
Gene Haas has announced the Haas factory teams will align with Chevrolet at the beginning of 2026, a move that encompasses its full-time NASCAR Cup Series program and two full-time O'Reilly Auto Parts Series programs for 2026. As the as part of the manufacturer switch from Ford to Chevrolet, Haas factory teams will have a technical alliance with Hendrick Motorsports, which will include using Hendrick-built engines across the series. That's probably a wise business decision for Haas.
Yeah, there's another guy that plenty of money, too, on the older side of things.
Yeah. So Gene Haas founded Haas Racing, or they call it the factory team, back in 2002. And he partnered with Hall of Famer Tony Stewart in 2009. And the organization campaigned Chevrolets through 2016 when they went to Ford. Now they're going back to Chevrolet. So I think that'll be a good move for them. And certainly they're partnered with the best Chevrolet organization in the sport.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to Hendrick and still, you know, the gold standard pretty much for NASCAR.
All right, who are you? We hadn't done any picks in a while. Who's your favorite driver for this weekend?
Who's going to go? You know what? Let me just call it back to back. Ryan Blaney. I feel like he's going to kind of go on a run. I've always liked Blaney. Kind of a sneaky championship contender this year. How about the number 12 back to back? And that makes it even tougher for someone else to make it into the next round, because SVG is going to win the road course race, Sean. I think we know that.
I'm going to go with fellow teammate Joey Logano. I would love to see Joey Logano get out of the sixth position in the standings, secure a spot into the next portion of the playoffs, and
cheering for the old man, are you?
Yeah. Yeah, I would love to see that. But whatever happens, we'll be back here next Monday to break it all down on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. We'll keep you up to date with all the NASCAR on and off the track. Any final words, sir?
Have a great week. Let's do this again next Monday. What do you say?
I agree. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group. From the Randy